Al-Bayan Radio presents the following Friday khutbah from Masjid Al-Azhar, Bilmo, asking Allah that it serves as a benefit for all.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man walah. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu attaqullaha haqqa tuqatih, wa la tamutunna illa wa antum muslimun. Indeed, all praise is due to the Almighty Allah. We seek His aid and His assistance and we ask for His forgiveness. Whomever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides, there is no misguidance for this individual. And whomsoever He subhanahu wa ta'ala misguides, there is no guidance for this individual. We bear witness, testify, and proclaim that there is no deity worthy of worship in truth except the Almighty Allah, and that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is His perfect slave and messenger. Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, O you who believe, fear Allah as He should be feared, and do not die except in a state of total submission towards Him. My brothers, a shorter khutbah than what is usually done for two reasons. One being, we have another khutbah, and the second being because of the death of our beloved brother, Abu Mahmud Muhammad Az-Za'bi, rahimahullahu ta'ala, rahmatan wasi'a. The topic today is an extremely important topic, and that is briefly the topic about Isa alayhi salam. Wallahi, very, very short. And we do not have enough time, nowhere near enough time, to speak about this great individual, this great messenger alayhi salatu wasalam, in detail and the way he should be spoken about. And the reason I just want to touch up on this topic is because, as we know, we have the festival, the celebration, if you'd like to say, at the end of the year of Christmas. And a lot of us, when it comes to the time of Christmas, we come out and we speak about the topic deservingly. And we should be doing this. But the problem is that throughout the rest of the year, many of us don't touch up on the topic about the rituals, the celebrations, the festivities and the festivals of the disbelievers are not for us as Muslims. They are not for us as Muslims, especially something like this celebration being the celebration of Christmas. Allah Azza wa Jalla, He says, "Inna mathala Isa 'inda Allah kamathali Adam khalaqahu min turab thumma qala lahu kun fayakun." فَيَكُونَ الْحَقُّ مِنْ رَبِّكَ فَلَا تَكُمْ مِنَ الْمُمْتَرِينَ. Allah Azza wa Jal, He says, indeed, the likeness of Jesus to Allah is like the likeness of Adam alayhim as-salam. Allah Azza wa Jal says, He created him from dust, and then He said to him, be, and he was. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions the story of Isa alayhi salam and his mother Maryam alayha salam in the Quran on multiple occasions. Multiple occasions, teaching us who these individuals really were, teaching us about Isa alayhi salatu wasalam and Jesus alayhi salam. As we know from the fundamentals of our aqidah, is that he was a prophet, he was a messenger, he was a man sent to his nation to portray the message and to convey the message sent to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was not a god, he was not a lord, he was not a deity, he was not and is not and will ever be or never be deserving of acts of worship, for this is only for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Jesus alayhi salam was not God, nor was he the Son of God, nor was he the Spirit, nor was he anything like what these individuals say about our Prophet Isa alayhi salam. Rather, he was a man, he was a prophet, he was a messenger that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He sent. As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, speaking about the story of Maryam alayhi salam, فَأَشَارَتْ إِلَيْهِ, that she pointed to him whilst he was in the cradle. قَالُوا كَيْفَ نُكَلِّمُ مَنْ كَانَ فِي الْمَهْدِ صَبِيًّا. They said, how are we going to speak to one who's in a cradle? How are we going to speak to a little kid? How are we going to speak to a baby? Allah Azza wa Jal tells us that Isa alayhi salam, qala inni abdullah atani al-kitaba wa ja'alani nabiyya. Isa alayhi salam in the cradle, he replied as a baby. He replied, he spoke from the miracles of Allah Azza wa Jal. He spoke. Allah Azza wa Jal is able to do as he pleases and as he wills. So Isa alayhi salam, he spoke and he answered. What was the first thing that he said? قال إني عبد الله, I am the slave or a slave of Allah. آتاني الكتاب, he gave me the book. وجعلني نبيا, and he made me a prophet. So leave us from these individuals that raise Isa alayhi salatu wasalam above that which he deserves to be raised, and leave us from those individuals that go to the other side of the scale, that degrade and humiliate Isa alayhi salam. Rather, us as Muslims, once again, we believe he was a prophet, we believe he was a messenger, we believe he was from the best of prophets and messengers, min ulul azmi wa min ar-rusul. He was from the messengers of strong determination and resolve, but he was not a deity, nor is he deserving of any acts of worship being attributed or directed towards him. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه يا فوز المستغفرين. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. Now knowing who Isa alayhi salam actually was, that once again he was not the son of God, once again he was not God himself, once again he was not the spirit, or a spirit if you'd like to say, the way these deviants, if you'd like to put it like that, mention. Rather, as we said again, and I'll continue to repeat this because this is the aqidah of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. This is the aqidah of the Muslimun. This is the aqidah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Azza wa Jal, he tells us in the Quran something which we repeat 24/7, every single day. Every single day, every single Muslim says this at least once. Guaranteed, whether it's when he goes to sleep, whether it's when he's reciting it in one of the obligatory prayers, whether it's in the sunnah of Fajr, whether it's in the sunnah of Maghrib, which is the sunnah to recite, قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدٌ. And what does Allah Azza wa Jal say in Surah Al-Ikhlas? لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ. Allah Azza wa Jal, he neither begets, he does not have children, nor is he begotten, nor does he have any parents, or nor was he birthed, if you'd like to say. Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ الرَّحْمَنُ وَلَدًا سُبْحَانَهُ. They said that the Most Merciful has taken a child. Glory be to him. And Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ وَلَدًا. And they say that Allah has taken a child. سُبْحَانَهُ بَلْ لَهُ مَا فِي السَّمَوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ كُلٌّ لَهُ قَانِتُونَ. And Allah Azza wa Jal, he says, وَقَالُوا اتَّخَذَ الرَّحْمَنُ وَلَدًا لَقَدَ جِئْتُمْ شَيْئًا إِدًّا. They say that the Most Merciful has taken a soul. Rather, you have came with something extremely terrible. You have came with something very severe. تَكَادُ السَّمَوَاتُ يَتَفَطَّرْنَ مِنْهُ وَتَنْشَقُّ الْأَرْضُ وَتَخِرُّ الْجِبَالُ هَدَّا عَنْدَ عَوْلِ الرَّحْمَنِ وَلَدَا. The heavens are about to open. The heavens are about to open. The earth is about to split. The mountains are about to move from their places. Why, Ya Allah? Why, Ya Allah? Because they said, or they made the claim, or they say that Allah has a child. And subhanAllah, today when it comes to these festivities like Christmas and the likes, you get some Muslims, unfortunately, because of their lack of tawheed, because of their lack of aqidah, because of their lack of al-wala wal-bara, not forget the kafar, they start to congratulate one another, they start to say to one another, Merry Christmas and the likes. This is completely prohibited in Islam, whether I like it, whether you like it, whether we all like it or we don't. This is completely prohibited in Islam. What are you implying when you're saying this action? Merry Christmas, have a merry time, have a good time, have a jolly time, celebrating the day which you believe, which is the false belief that Allah Azza wa Jal had a son. Is this what we're congratulating them on? The most hated sin to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm sure now if our fathers, if our mothers, if our children, if our wives were killed by somebody, and after that, the people made a festivity and a day, a holiday for this day, I'm sure if we were here and present and alive, we would not celebrate this holiday. So what about with something which is even worse than this? What about with something which is even worse than this, which is the highest form of shirk, the highest form of associating partners with Allah? It is not permissible to congratulate one another. It is not permissible to congratulate the disbelievers. It is not permissible to do any of this participating in this or the festivities of the disbelievers. Rather, Allah Azza wa Jal has gave us in substitute to all of these stuff, Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. Walhamdulillah, the religion of Allah is perfect. It's sent down learn from the most wise, the most knowledgeable. So please, my brothers, wallahi, a nasiha from the bottom of my heart to everybody, to myself, to everybody listening, do not celebrate in these festivities. If they want to do that, lakum dinukum waliyadin, to you be your religion and to me be mine, but that doesn't stop us from warning against the evil and forbidding the evil. So that is the story of Isa, literally in the most basic, if you'd like to say, forms ever. He was a prophet, he was a messenger from the best. We love him, we respect him, we hold him in high regards, but we never ever worship him, nor do we raise him above that which he deserves to be raised, just like our prophet, our beloved Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. We do not raise him above the status of prophethood, we do not direct our acts of worship to him and the likes. Inna allaha wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Rabbana atina fid dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina azaban nar.